An email here from Mats Eriksson, and he's actually listening in Stockholm, and he says, I listen to your programmes as often as I can, and I heard Chris say in one programme that we're using the energy at the moment per person of three Earths, and I've heard this before, so here's my question. How much energy does the Earth produce for a person to use every single day? Well, it's quite convenient that the Global Environmental Outlook, the GEO4 report, came out at the end of October, and this is a big multinational report where scientists get together from every country in the world, so there's no agenda to this. They just look at the raw data and work out where the Earth's going and how it's powering itself, if you like. And their current calculations show that the current environmental demand, in other words, how much land it takes to power each person here on Earth, is about, well, we're consuming resources equivalent to 22 hectares of land surface per person. Then you work out, well, how much can the Earth really sustainably supply in the long term? How much could we carry on? How long could we carry on doing it that rate? The answer is Earth can only really support people sustainably on 15.7 hectares of land per person. So we're already using the land space per person of two Earths already, just in terms of land space, in terms of what we use for growing crops, fuel, that kind of thing. And if you look at fishing, this is really shocking. The amount of exploitation of the oceans is viewed to be 250% over what are taken to be sustainable levels of fishing in the long term.
And that really puts into perspective how much extra land we're going to need for biofuels as well. This is going to be an additional issue and lots more land use, so it's quite,
correct.
Scary.
And the other point they make is that in about 40 years' time, they think that the third world will need land space equivalent to the entire of South Africa.
Wow.
For producing enough food just to support the extra people that the planet is sustaining by then.